Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good to hook up with my old pal Jeff Rimmer, the great voice of the Blue Jackets, and he does the TV side on Fox Sports Ohio. Jeff, long time, brother. It's been a minute. It's great to have you back on the bench, and boy, are you guys on fire. 10 straight, and I thought the convincing win over a red-hot Panther team the other night in Columbus really showed me that they mean business. I mean, here's a chance to, you know, go in there and show the Blue Jackets what you're made of, because they were like on an 11-3-1 run or something like that, and they've been killing it of late, and they're trying to get a playoff spot, and you guys slam the door in their face.
Well, first of all, Scott, it's been too long. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, there's a lot of excitement here in Columbus. And for the time being, they've knocked the Buckeyes' upcoming football season off the front pages of the sports section, because the Blue Jackets certainly have shown everybody here of late that they mean business. And, of course, last year was a 16-game winning streak. This year, a 10-game streak. I think this one's a little more meaningful, and it's basically put the Blue Jackets into a playoff spot.
So, like, this team, the expectations – in the past have been so huge. If you remember when, you know, the Penguins were the ones that they wanted a piece of the Penguins. And, you know, as they say, be careful what you wish for. It didn't go well when you lost in five to them. Are they more controlled now in terms of, you know, their expectations for playing? Like, you know, remember the last time? It was like, we're going to beat the Penguins. Everybody thought the Blue Jackets were going to beat the Penguins, and it didn't go well. How are people and the media and everyone reacting to this team and how hot they are and as they head toward the playoffs?
Well, first and foremost, John Tortorella is not even talking about the playoffs. He's got his team so focused, and if you talk to the players in the dressing room, they're going to say the same thing. They're only concerned not even about the streak. They're only concerned about solidifying a playoff spot. We're not in the playoffs yet. They're not even thinking, and I'm obviously echoing Tortorella, we're not in the playoffs yet. We've got to continue to win games. Then we'll worry about who we're playing, and they're not necessarily thinking in terms of playing Pittsburgh or perhaps Tampa if they fall back into a wild card situation, the second to be specific. They're not concerned about playing the Washington Capitals, who all of a sudden are starting to play a little better hockey. I think they're more focused here, and what's really incredible to me is what a difference it is from earlier on in the season, because you were right off the top there. The expectations are high, especially after last season, 50 wins, 108 points. So coming into this season, people a little disappointed here locally, the media, obviously, and nationally with the Blue Jackets struggling, going back and forth, playing 3, 4, 5 games in a row where they would win and then falling back and losing 5 in a row, winning 2 in a row. They couldn't even put a 3-game winning streak together until here recently. And now it's a situation where after the trading deadline, they're now 11-2. They've won 2 in a row. And the veterans that they brought in have really kind of settled down this young hockey team. Remember, Scott, they're one of the youngest teams in the National Hockey League. And now with these added veterans, and in particular Ian Cole on the blue line, they're a much better club.
Jeff Rimmer with us, the longtime great voice of the Blue Jackets on the bench on CBS Sports Radio. So St. Louis comes in there tomorrow night. I just, you know, I wouldn't want to play this team right now, but explain to me, I'm talking about your team, the Blue Jackets. They're playing so well. You go in there, it's like a den of iniquity, the way they're dominating. But how is it that they're doing this? 22nd in goals, 30th in power play, 24th in PK. I don't understand it.
Well, let's start in goal. And let's start with Sergei Bobrovsky. And Sergei still got to prove it in the playoffs if the Jackets get there. And I believe they will. They need Bobrovsky to show, despite some poor playoff performance, two in particular against the Penguins previously, that they're capable, and he's capable, of taking them beyond the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Secondly, what they're getting is outstanding production from their blue line. In fact, going into last night's game, the blue line collectively, led by Seth Jones, who should be given a little bit of consideration for the Norris Trophy. This kid has really come on. Just remember, Scott, and you're a hockey guy, prior to the draft that he was in, it was suggested that Jones could be the first overall pick. He wasn't. Nathan MacKinnon, of course, went to Colorado. He fell to fourth, fell to Nashville. Jackets get him in a trade for Ryan Johansson. But he and Zach Werenski are as formidable a defensive pairing as there is in the National Hockey League. Seth last night, after missing three games, comes back. It's his 15th goal. That's second only to Dougie Hamilton of Calgary with 16 goals from the blue line. But collectively, the Jackets have got 45 goals from their defensemen, and only the Nashville Predators, who have 48, and you know what Nashville is doing this season, only Nashville has any more goal production from their defensemen collectively. Now you move up front. You got a 19-year-old kid by the name of Pierre-Luc Dubois, who the Jackets raised a lot of eyebrows when they selected him instead of the Finn that went fourth to Edmonton, Puljujärvi, and everybody expected the two Finns, Laine and Puljujärvi, to go 1-2 or 2-3, or certainly after Austin Matthews. The Jackets took a young centerman. At that point, he was playing primarily left wing, but they had him projected as a centerman. Dubois come in and had an outstanding rookie season. And, of course, he's played most of the year with Artemi Panarin. And let's talk about Panarin, because when the Jackets got him in a trade last summer, the talk was, well, he will not be able to produce at the level he did this past season because he's not going to play with Patrick Kane. Well, if you look at his numbers tonight, his numbers are exactly where they were at this point last season playing alongside Kane. And I think you can make an argument that Chicago and Kane miss Panarin more than Panarin misses Kane in the Blackhawks.
Are you surprised that, I think he's been incredible at 20 minutes a night and having 25 goals, 25, 44, 69 is insane. He leads them in everything. He's been a stud. But are you surprised when you look at what happened to that, frankly, that Chicago Blackhawk team since, let's face it, since Nashville swept them, it destroyed them. I mean, they had the worst season I think I've ever seen.
Well, what destroyed them was a couple of trades that the Blackhawks made. One of them, Saad for Panarin. Jackets got, decent production from Saad in his first year. Didn't fit in with his teammates. He's kind of a bit of a loner. He goes back because they wanted to get Taves going. And, of course, they traded Hjalmarsson to Arizona. And those were two big holes to fill. Hjalmarsson on the blue line and, of course, Panarin up front. And I'll tell you, Joel Quenneville, arguably one of the best coaches in the history of the National Hockey League, but he's no Houdini, and he can't bring them back from their disappointment of last season, as you're right, against Nashville. And now, of course, they struggle this year, and people in Chicago are talking about firing the coach. He's only one of the best in the history, and I tell you what, he'll be out of business for 5 minutes before six general managers fire their coaches and hire him.
Do you think, Jeff Rimmer with us, do you think that they want to get sick to their stomach every time they see what Carlson's doing in Vegas? I mean, that guy has turned into a rock star out there.
Yeah, he has. He's a great kid. William Carlson, Wild Bill. I'm happy for him. He's got a great coach there in Gerard Gallant. The Jackets had to do something. They had to protect the goaltender and Jonas Korpisalo. Yes, Bobrovsky's number one and a clear number one, but they wanted to keep Korpisalo, and they wanted to keep Josh Anderson. And Josh Anderson is currently out. He's close to coming back. He's going to travel with us to Western Canada next week. So they had to give up something. They also gave up, in addition to Carlson, they gave up a first-round draft pick. And, of course, they rid themselves of a contract. David Clarkson had that close to $6 million deal, and he was not going to come back from injury. So they got that off the books and off the salary cap. So they had to give up something to protect those other two players. And Carlson never was a top line or second line center. He's getting that opportunity for Gerard Gallant in Vegas. Everybody's happy for him. They had to give up something. And Josh Anderson still, he's got a career year going for him here with 18 goals. He's been out with a knee injury, but as I said, he's expected to come back they wanted to keep him and they wanted to keep Corpusalo, so somebody had to go.
So St. Louis tomorrow, then you go out west and hit Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver. Then you come home for Detroit, Pittsburgh, and your last game's in Smashville on the 7th, and then it'll be the postseason. Do you like the end there, playing those two good teams, Pittsburgh and Nashville, to lube you up for the postseason? Because we all know they're going. All this other stuff I don't know about, but I think they're going. I think those last two games will show them what they're made of.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, will it come down to one of those two games for the Jackets to clinch a playoff spot? You really don't know. I'll tell you what, though, it's not a bad thing that their playoffs have been going on for a while here to even qualify for the postseason. So at this point, playing these types of games, I think, is going to benefit the hockey club once they get to the Stanley Cup playoffs. So whether it's Nashville, and where's Nashville? Obviously, they've got they're the first team to qualify for the playoffs. Who is their opponent going to be? What are they going to do? Are they going to rest players down the stretch? Where's Pittsburgh? Penguins lost in overtime tonight. I was watching that game in addition to watching the NCAA tournament tonight. And the Penguins lose in overtime, seconds in after coming back from a 3-1 deficit. Hey, the way it is right now, I wouldn't be surprised to see it finish this way. And, Scotty, I think you might see another Pittsburgh-Columbus first-round playoff series.
Well, let's get it on. I mean, I think it'll be a great series. And that Taylor Hall scored in overtime for the Devils. They own the Penguins. They're the Penguins' kryptonite, 3-0-0 against them. I think they play them one more time before the end of the season. Jeff, great catching up, my man. Congrats on all the success in Columbus. And the team's playing great hockey. Enjoy the rest of the ride, and hopefully it'll all work out in the postseason. And, again, thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio tonight. And good luck tomorrow night against the Blues.
Thanks for having me on. Anytime, buddy, you can call me.
Jeff Rimmer, the voice of the Blue Jackets in Columbus on Fox Sports Ohio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.